It's all out war. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The battle over America's impending default is on. The trenches are dug. The president fired off three rounds against the Republicans.
Tax breaks for oil companies and hedge fund managers and corporate jet owners.
Revealing that oil companies, hedge fund managers, and corporate jet owners get tax breaks. That'll show them.
I think it's only fair to ask an oil company or a corporate jet owner to give up that tax break that no other business enjoys.
America's pent-up rage over corporate jets will finally be unleashed. Except, the most passionate email I got after that news conference was this one from Steve, who writes, "My dad lost his job of 30 years when politicians started demonizing corporations and people who have corporate jets. I lost my job with a yacht company when Obama started talking about how the rich people need to pay their fair share of taxes. Leave the rich alone and let them keep their money. They buy things," unquote. What Steve is saying is he wants a job. Americans want jobs. They don't care that rich people are getting tax breaks or flying corporate jets or get their speeding tickets fixed or have straighter teeth. They want jobs. And as for the corporate jets, I think Americans actually like them. We fantasize about a world where the plane flies when you want it to, where nobody cares what position your tray table is in, where you can keep your diaper on. Just knowing that a world like that exists somewhere, it just seems like the kind of thing that deserves to be tax deductible. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.